This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 26, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Wednesday's big news from NBAA was the announcement that Indian entrepreneur Dr. Vijay Mallya is investing $200 million to take a 50% stake in Epic Aircraft. In a parallel announcement, Airbus will become a strategic consultant guiding Epic in securing type certificates for the Elite and Victory very light jets. Sources within Epic tell ANN Airbus is interested in furthering the Elite and Victory projects in part to help its European airline customers conduct their airline pilot training programs. That training was once largely conducted in the U.S., but post-9/11 security measures have made training foreign students tough. Embraer presented its new midsize and what it calls its mid-light executive jet concept at NBAA. A full-scale mock-up of the MSJ under study is on display on the show floor. Both jets are clean sheet designs claiming premium comfort, outstanding performance, and a low operating cost. Interiors are by BMW Group Designworks USA and include a 6-foot stand-up cabin, a flat floor, a fully equipped galley, and an externally serviced aft lavatory. Embraer tells ANN the MSJ will have a range of 2,800 nautical miles with 8 passengers at Mach 0.8. The MLJ will fly 2,300 nautical miles with 4 passengers at long-range cruise. Piaggio Aero Industries and Avantair signed an agreement this week at NBAA calling for 22 Piaggio P-180 Avanti II aircraft to be delivered to Avantair in 2011 and 2012. The deal would be worth more than $150 million. The purchase would bring Avantair's total Avanti fleet to 107. Piaggio CEO Jose De Masse calls the agreement one of the largest sales in the history of Piaggio Aero. Quote, the demand for Avanti II aircraft continues to increase, and this agreement will assure Avantair has a steady stream of aircraft for its fractional fleet through 2012, unquote. The tri-lifting surface twin-pusher turboprop P-180 Avanti II is equipped with fully digital automatic flight control and the latest generation Rockwell Collins ProLine 21 avionics. The Italian-designed and built aircraft is certified for single-pilot operation and seats up to 9 passengers. Holder of numerous speed records, the P-180 Avanti II is capable of flying over 1,700 nautical miles at up to 402 knots and cruises at altitudes of up to 41,000 feet. Cessna and Winglet Technology LLC announced this week at NBAA the beginning of flight testing of Winglet Technology's patented elliptical winglet on the Citation 10. Winglet Technology is working to obtain FAA and EASA supplemental type certificates. Cessna and Winglet Technology engineers expect higher weight, altitude, and temperature limits, allowing more flexibility when operating from hot and high airports, improved climb performance, higher maximum cruise speeds at high altitudes, and longer range. Cessna notes that it is still early in the program, so no specific performance details are available. The STC for the Citation 10 is targeted for the second quarter of 2008. NBAA show attendees can see the winglets installed on a Citation 10 at the show's Static Aircraft Park and on a model at the Cessna exhibit. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Another infrared system hits the GA market at NBAA. The FAA signs off on Honeywell's latest turbofan engine. And Ariane's proposed supersonic bizjet draws interest. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I tracked down the guys from Exojet to get an update on their $1.9 billion aircraft purchase from Bombardier. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.